I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. After 2 days of deadlock, Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are trying again to agree on who should be the next Speaker of the House, the leader of the lower chamber of Congress. As House Republicans remain in chaos, Democrats, who are in the minority in the House, are urging them to unite and let the House get to work. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
It's time for the Republicans to get their act together.
House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries says this should not be hard.
Nancy Pelosi got along with John Boehner. Ruth Bader Ginsburg got along with Antonin Scalia. All we are asking is House Republicans to get along with each other.
Number two House Democrat Catherine Clark says the failure is not just embarrassing, it's dangerous. Without a speaker, the House cannot fully open, meaning members cannot get things like intelligence briefings.
It is just a matter of luck at this point that there is not something we miss.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday ordered a 36-hour ceasefire in his war against Ukraine over the Orthodox Christmas holiday. The Kremlin said he ordered Russian troops to stop attacks for a day and a half on its neighboring country starting at noon on Friday. Many Orthodox Christians, including those living in Russia and Ukraine, celebrate Orthodox Christmas January 6th and 7th. The head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, called Thursday for both sides of the war in Ukraine to observe a Christmas truce, but Kyiv has dismissed the proposal as a cynical trap. Ukraine has also referred to Putin's order as hypocrisy. More on this story, all the developments in Ukraine, and all the stories we're covering are available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban signed their first international agreement with a Chinese petroleum company Thursday to extract and develop oil reserves in the country's north. Senior Taliban officials and China's ambassador to Kabul, Wang Yu, witnessed the signing ceremony in the Afghan capital. It was the first major foreign investment deal in Afghanistan since the Taliban seized power in August of 2021. Pope Francis has honored his predecessor, Pope Emeritus Benedict, by presiding over a requiem mass before thousands of mourners in St. Peter's Square. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Francis opened the mass with a prayer as he stood among thousands who had flocked to witness the funeral of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Francis wore the crimson vestments typical of papal funerals, in contrast to the heads of state, royalty and clergy all dressed in black and seated nearby. Many had come from Benedict's native Bavaria to say their final goodbyes. They donned traditional dress, including boiled wool coats, to guard against the morning chill. One thing Benedict will be remembered for the most, perhaps, is that he was the first pope to resign in 600 years, setting a legacy for future pontiffs to choose the same. I'm Karen Chamas.
Lebanon's military tribunal has charged seven suspects in last month's attack that killed an Irish peacekeeper when a group of armed local residents ambushed his convoy and opened fire. The shooting took place near the town of Al-Aqbiya in southern Lebanon, a center of support for the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. Hezbollah has denied any role in the killing. There's encouraging news on the condition of the NFL's DeMar Hamlin. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin has shown what physicians treating him are calling remarkable improvement over the past 24 hours. The announcement comes 3 days after the second-year player went into cardiac arrest and had to be resuscitated on the field. The Bills statement read in part, "While still critically ill, he has demonstrated that he appears to be neurologically intact." They added his lungs continue to heal and he's making steady progress. I'm Shelley Adler.
In Kenya, President William Ruto said Wednesday his government will ramp up tax collection over the next 2 years and cut borrowing. In an interview with Kenyan media outlets, Ruto vowed that the East African country will not default on its debt. And in Mauritania, former President Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz said Thursday he's been prevented from leaving the country. He faces a trial for alleged corruption. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.